Good morning, and welcome to a Saturday morning broadcast from my car as I drive from the house in Glenmire down to Fort Island Golf Club. So this is all going to be about golf and things related to golf. Well, first of all, to set the scene, it's a dry morning. It's dull and overcast, but it doesn't feel like it's going to rain today, and I haven't looked up the weather forecast to see if that's true. So I'm sort of, you know, trusting the gods that we're going to get around 18 holes without getting drenched, because I'm not sure that I have brought a second pair of clothes to change into if it all goes wrong. So yes, Fort Island Golf Club in on the outskirts of Cork, on the island, if you like. And I'm rushing again. Last Saturday when I did an audio about golf, I rushed and I did a disastrous 9 on the first hole. Today I'm rushing, so I hope to have a less disastrous 8, shall we say. So yeah, so today is rushing and I vowed I wouldn't, but at least I've had a good breakfast into me. I'd hope that I'd be able to get down to the golf club in time to do some practice. You know, I find it makes a huge difference if you get a few chips in, and particularly a few very short putts. I'm a great believer in the Bob Rotella idea that you should always putt to sink the ball. And that means that I do most of my putting practice inside 4 feet. And whenever I need to practice the long putts, which I also have to do, I don't putt for the hole at all. I putt for the edge of the green. So yes, so heading down this morning, thinking about my lack of practice and thinking about the flustering that I'm going to have to do when I get down to the golf course to get the shoes in, the golf bag out of the back and all that, makes me think about practicing and what happened this week. Now, by sheer accident this week, I came across a guy in America who is in the practice of golf. He started off not being able to play at all, and he set himself the target of practicing for 10,000 hours. Now, this 10,000 hours practice idea, I first came across in the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. And the idea behind it is, the bit that really got me was the idea that Mozart, we all think, was kind of born with a string quartet in his mouth, or an opera sort of on the tips of his fingers. But no, Mozart apparently had a wonderful father in terms of music, who corrected all his early music, and only came to write really great stuff himself, unaided, quite a lot later on. And according to Gladwell, after he had at least 10,000 hours of practice. So Gladwell's idea is that you, and it may not be Gladwell's idea originally, in fact I suspect it isn't, but the idea in the book is that if you practice for 10,000 hours, you're going to get good. Now, this is different from just playing golf for 10,000 hours. I haven't played golf for 10,000 hours. But if we say, for sake of argument, that I have played golf for 4,000 hours, I should really calculate how many hours I think I've played golf for. But okay, let's start with the idea that I've played golf for 10,000 hours. How many of those hours have been self-conscious practice? I would say I'll be extremely lucky if I got 1,000 hours practice in. This is complete contrast with writing. I mean, every piece of writing I've done, as far back as I can think of, has been practice. I've never considered any piece of writing I've ever done as anything other than writing practice. Of course, the content had a reality, it had a context, and it had a purpose, and it may or may not have achieved that purpose, but it was always felt by me, and is always felt by me to this day, as practice. So, bluntly, I'm a much better writer than I am a golfer. And it's obvious now to me why. Because if I'd practiced golf as much as I have practiced writing, I'd be at least as good a golfer as I am a writer. And I'd certainly be a scratch. But I haven't. I've got a handicap of 19 in golf. And okay, maybe in writing I have a handicap of scratch. But that's... It just makes me realise what this guy from America, whose name is Dan McLaughlin, has done. He's popularised the idea of 10,000 hours practice in a very, very structured, measured, controlled way. He's got a golf coach, and together they are practicing, and the golf coach has a method, and they're following a particular route in the 10,000 hours. And it wouldn't be everybody else's 10,000 hours route, but on the other hand, it is a deliberate route. And the point about this may be that deliberation is more important than the particular method which you choose. That would be my hypothesis. But anyway, the point is he's got his handicap from nowhere. I think the most recent figure I heard was that he played off a handicap of 11. But he's only, and he's done 2,500 hours already. So it's a long-term project. And the wonderful bit of serendipity is that out of the blue during the week, Aidan Enright, who is a golf partner and also Smarter Egg on Twitter and an absolutely wonderful coach in his own right, a sort of a development coach, a business development coach, a personal development coach, but he sent me this link to the Dan Plan on Twitter, the Dan Plan, saying something, I can't remember what he said, but I followed the link, went there, did a bit of digging around, got hooked. So I now go to Fodor Island Golf Club this morning in the mentality of I'm going out there to practice today. Now, I think Dan Rotella would approve. I certainly think Dan Rotella has a division of types of practice between practice where you don't give a damn where the ball goes, but you're practicing something, or you notice where the ball goes, but it doesn't really matter to you where the ball goes, and other kind of practice where it does matter to you where the ball goes. But I forget what is the fine distinction between those two. But I'm going out on the golf course to not only play to win, because I'm a highly competitive individual who would love to win and hasn't yet won in Ireland. I am dying to win something. We're playing Stapleford, probably four ball this morning, and I hope to score 42 points. That might get me in the top three, because, you know, with the conditions of placing the ball and dropping in the rough, it's a lot easier for some people to, and especially when it's dry like this, to hit a score over 40 in terms of points. But, and I know I'll only do it if I putt really well. And I know that if I was going to putt really well, I should have been up there during the week with my putter doing, you know, 45 minutes practice on the putts. So there we are. I haven't yet got to Fodor Island. I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm due off. It's now 9:53, 9 degrees. And I'm due to tee off at 10:10. So the whole thing is going to be very interesting. So look, that's it. Fodor Island Golf Course in Cork. A big shout out for a course which is terrific for good golfers. It's a beautifully designed course. It's really testing, but also it's great for mediocre golfers like myself because it's not terribly, terribly tight. So, okay, this is, I suppose, another diary of a mediocre golfer with enormous thanks to Aidan Enright, Smarter Egg, and to Dan the Man. I wish you a very good morning. Bye-bye.